listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome back. Happy Tuesday. I hope this crazy weather is treating you well. I actually got a little allergy contact from San Francisco. My husband and I went out there to a convention, and I tell you, it was a bit windy. Weather is changing, and now especially, you know, this whole climate change stuff, we want to be careful and button up and wear extra clothes. It was pretty nice out there, though. I've never been to the Inner Harbor in San Francisco. It was really, really nice. You know, if you guys are traveling, you know, over the holiday season or for a special event, I think San Francisco would be on the map. We got some things to talk about. You know, I met a gentleman that is a professional boxer that has been through some traumatic events in his life. You know, remember I had my cousin on and he talked about the situation. He had a girlfriend. He also had a wife and the things that he shouldn't have done with the girlfriend he did anyway. And also he made a baby outside of that marriage. So that was kind of torturous, let's say, for the wife and embarrassing because the wife had wanted to have children by my cousin for a very long time. And she had some trouble conceiving. And now it's like a big blow. You have a baby outside of our marriage. And that's his first child, by the way. So, you know, the wife feels a little, you know, kind of not good about that. But he's learned a lesson, and I hope a valuable lesson. But for I can't say that for all the guys out here today, because some guys, they have a tendency to play the game. You know, I'm married, we're not together, but I still love my wife type of thing. So this boxer, you know, he went through some things, horrific things dealing with a girlfriend. And he's Cuban, by the way. Dealing with a girlfriend that knew he was married and said, listen, you know, I'm calling your wife. I'm calling your wife, not only just calling the wife, but he bought her the cell phone that issued the major blow in his marriage. You know, not saying that the marriage was, you know, a fairy tale love story, but at the end of the day, it was still his wife and he had a girlfriend. And when the wife heard about this girlfriend, she actually was out to take him down. And we're talking about a professional boxer. Matter of fact, heavyweight. He's a heavyweight. Heavyweight champion on top of that. So it's like you got this guy and actually their fists are supposed to be registered. Their hands, their fists, supposed to be registered with the state because those hands are considered deadly weapons. So, you know, he's lost a lot of time in his boxing career because of charges that were placed against him for things that he's saying, listen, I never did these things to her because if I did, you know, she probably would be dead somewhere. You know, he's a pretty decent guy, straightforward, but he's going to come on the show today and we're going to hear his version. I have some questions for him because I, you know, spoke to him briefly and I know that you guys are going to have some questions for him as well, you know, to try to make sense out of what's going on in his life. But when you play the game, and I tell people this all the time, don't play the game of I'm separated. I'm not in love anymore. I'm married by paper only. I mean, come on, guys. Hey, listen, tables turn, though. I'm not going to be biased in this situation. Women also have the tendency to say, guess what? I'm single. Went through a situation with a guy that was on the show before that didn't know how to love but found love. Now, this is the craziest thing, and I got to get him back on this show. You remember he was abused as a child, right? and he didn't know how to love. Then he finds love, and then come to find out, you know, he starts finding out things about this woman that's not so above board. She's like a scammer. She's cheating. She's doing all kind of crazy things. And, you know, here it is. He's been beaten, abused by his own father. So his level of trust is like zero to none. Like, I trust no one at this point in my life. And he opens up to her and he says, you know what? I'm going to learn how to love. I'm going to learn how to trust. And she breaks that trust because you know what he does? He puts trackers on her car. And guess where he catches her coming out of? A Motel 6. Yeah, guys. So guess what? The guy didn't even have enough respect to take her to a decent hotel. He took her to a Motel 6 and said, hey, you know, I could give you this and that, and we could have a good time. And she fell for it in a Motel 6. And this poor guy is like catching her walking out the Motel 6 hotel. Guess what, guys? You know the Motel 6, when you walk out the door, it's like you're outside, literally. So it's not like it's a big hotel. You know, he basically says, you know what? She could be with her girlfriends. No, no, no. It's her and another guy, and now she's busted red-handed, and she doesn't know what to say. So now we got not only a broken guy from his childhood, but a broken man from his adulthood that is now torn to pieces because, you know, this woman is a game player. So all along, she's like, well, he was in a relationship with me. I wasn't in a relationship with him. And usually, guys, that's how the game is played. As a matter of fact, today I came across on Reddit, you know, and I always see the news, you know, what's out there, read the stories or whatever. I see some pornographic images on Reddit, R-E-D-D-I-T. And I'm saying to myself, okay, I've never seen pornographic images on Reddit before. And then I said, usually sometimes when people are like posting stuff, they click the wrong thing and they're like, oops, I let a picture go by and don't know. I send the individual a message and I'm like, listen, you got a picture up there. I think it was posted by accident. And he says, excuse me, miss. No, it was not posted by accident. I'm putting all these women that I sleep with on blast. And then he goes on to say, I am 23 years old. And if you're interested in buying the video, I'm selling it. Not only that, guys, but guess what he does? He sends me a Cash App. Send him $20 for the download on Cash App. And I said, well, it's a video of who? And he sends me back a full 4x6. A full 4x6 picture. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So this young lady, I don't know if she knows that this guy was videotaping her from behind, because, you know, guys have a way with the phone. Exactly. Women have a way with the phones too, because a guy will be laying in their bed sleeping and they're like taking selfies like, ha ha, I got your man in my bed, and they're posting it. So this is a double-edged sword we're dealing with here. So it's not like the guys are just going all out on a limb and they're saying, you know, let me post some stuff about this girl because I want to brag. Women are doing it too. They're putting you guys on front line with your peanut chews hanging out and, you know, the ragweed stuff from below. They're putting you guys out there. So be very mindful when you go to sleep. Maybe you should sleep with your clothes on. That way no one can get photos and like sleep with a bag over your head. You know, and that way, at least if you hear the bag crumpling up, you know, you can wake up and be like, hold it. She's trying to take pictures of me, or he's trying to take pictures of me. Protect yourself, because the internet is a dangerous, dangerous tool, especially Pornhub. You know, it's been a lot of people that's been exposed on Pornhub, and they don't even know that it was their own family members that exposed them. because they're telling their family members, hey, ha ha, look what I did. You know, I got all these guys and I'm on Pornhub and I'm soliciting. And really, their own family member is throwing them under the bus and saying, look what my family member is into. So it's not only strangers, people, it's family members who are like exposing you and putting your business in the streets and saying, hey, this is what it is. And I'm not going to hide it anymore. You know, so it's some strange things with some strange families. And I will always believe in the reproduction system. But some people don't need to reproduce, because when they reproduce, it's like a really bad seed that they're actually planting. And then this seed is now on earth. And then now this seed is like doing all kind of havoc out here. So that part I will say about reproduction and knowing who you're sharing your information with, because they will use it against you later on down the road. So just because you're kiki-kiing with your cousins and your brothers or your sisters, and you're thinking my business is safe, not at all. So if you want to do things, keep it between yourself and the four walls, and hopefully there's no cameras around peeking in on you. But back to the domestic violence situation with this pro boxer. You know, he's Cuban, by the way, guys. So he speaks a little broken, but you will be able to make out what he says. I'll try to get him to slow down, because he's more like Cousin that came on our show before. I would actually like Cousin to come back on again one day. He actually talks very fast, so it's kind of hard to make out sometimes what he says, because he has that Philadelphia slang thing going on, you know. So it's kind of hard to make out some of the things that he says. Well, a lot of people says that, but I understand him clearly. But I would like to give a special shout out to all my listeners that are on today. There's a lot of you guys on there today. I see the balance scales are very high, up in the millions. So I'd like to say thank you for coming on today. I also wanted to give a special shout out to, I'm not going to say all of the Philadelphia police, but I'm going to say certain individuals, because I do work on cases out of Philadelphia. And I would like to give a special shout out to certain police officers. I don't need to name them all, but I know that they're on listening to my call. So cheers to them. And also, I'd like to give a shout out to the police director, who is a very good friend of mine out of Trent, New Jersey. Shout out to the police director. Thank you for everything and everything that you do for me, because I do own a lot of real estate in Trenton, New Jersey. So I'm very grateful to have the support of the police department when it comes to certain things. Also, guys, I just wanted to tell you, we're coming up on the holiday this week, Thanksgiving. I'm Dominican. We don't know anything about Thanksgiving. That's an American tradition, which I've learned to adapt to in the United States. But in the Dominican Republic, we don't celebrate Turkey Day. So I'm glad to say happy Thanksgiving to all of my friends and family members that are here in the United States that will be celebrating Thanksgiving. But for our culture, we do celebrate Christmas. Like, we do a real big shebang for Christmas. We go all out for Christmas, because that is one of our major holidays. So I'm looking forward to, you know, hopefully being in the Dominican Republic, where I can spend some time with my dad and post the pictures, because I'm my dad's favorite kid. I like to say that. Shout out to my dad, Jorge Torres. Love him with all my heart. And I'm waiting on this pro boxer to call in. He should be calling in any moment now, so we can get down to his story and what he's been through, because I'm very anxious to talk to him. He's not on yet, so we're just waiting. I thought he would have called in by now, but you know, it kind of hurts your career when you get falsely accused of some things. And for myself, guys, I've been falsely accused of some things as well in my career. And, you know, I think I shared some things with you guys about that, you know, burglary charge, not a real burglary. You know, it's just incredible how people can set out to destroy you and not really know that they're out to destroy you. Like my cousin said, you know, the young lady, she made a mistake. And her mistake was, guess what? I was angry. People do things just out of being angry. And I'm glad to say that my ex-husband and I, we have a very good co-parenting relationship. And my previous husband, he actually has a great co-parenting relationship with my current husband, which makes things very, very easy for us. So we don't have to worry about, you know, shots getting fired and going through the whole rigmarole. Our main goal is to make sure that our daughter has an outstanding life going forward. Things don't work out sometimes in relationships, but it's all about when you have children, it's what's best for the child, because you want them to grow up with a normal childhood and not be scorned by the bitterness between two people that just could not get along. Things happen like that, you know, and for me, I'm very grateful to have a great husband now in my life. The ex-husband was a great husband also. I won't, you know, discredit him. It's just that things don't work out sometimes. And I'm glad that we can co-parent. I have a wonderful 17-year-old daughter together with him that will be going off to college. She just got her first job. So, you know, when you set the structure for your children to do well and you let them see that you're doing well with the other parent, things work out better for them. They have a good life. You know, not putting them, you know, in the system of DHS, you know, that DHS CUA system, and you're in between that system and you got this poor child being shoved around, you know, through God knows what living standards, cigarette smoke, drugs, you name it. It's a lot that goes on in those kinship foster homes. And unfortunately for the paper pushers, you know, because that's what they do. They paper push, you know, the case managers, the social workers. I don't know what kind of social worker degrees they have, but I'm quite sure it's on a lower level because they don't seem to be very well educated when it comes to properly placing children in that particular DHS Philadelphia system. It's a very nasty system that I would not suggest anyone to have their child be a part of. You know, it's a very harsh thing. You know, I've worked on cases with DHS kids that were actually murdered under the care of those DHS CUA workers. So I have my own gripe when it comes to them, and I would never want to be a part of that CASA circle that I discussed with you, because that's another fraudulent money scamming entity that you do their programs and you do their counseling and they put you in their budget for the fiscal year. And guess what? The volunteers don't get paid, but the directors do. How does that work? But that's the system for you. So by all means, if you have family members that could jump in and cut them off at the ankles and say, take me to court because my kid is staying with my family member that's drug free, that has a big enough house that the kid can have their own room and they're not sleeping on a hardwood floor or, you know, a blow up bed. You know, that's the life for a kid today, you know, having their own space. And I'm very fortunate to say that throughout my years, my children have always had their own space. I've always believed in, you know, that's your space. This belongs to you. And, you know, keeping them grounded. And one day I'm going to bring my oldest daughter, who's in med school, on the show so she can tell you a little bit about her life and what kind of mother I was to her. Because sometimes people can learn something. You know, I'm a very stern parent, but I'm also a good parent. I'm a friendly parent. So, you know, it's like keeping a friendship with your child, not being their best friend, but keeping an open door for friendship, because some people misinterpret my daughter as my girlfriend. No, my daughter is my daughter. She's not my girlfriend. There's rules you have to follow, and you cannot go beyond those rules. Because when they go beyond those rules, they think they're a little bit growner than you are. And then they come up with, they know everything. And they know nothing. They know absolutely nothing. And for the younger girls that's trying to be grown today, live your life as a young girl. You know, you young girls out here, they miss so much by wanting to be an adult that they don't enjoy their childhood. That's why they're into drugs. They're into Pornhub. They're into older men. They're daddy searching. It's a crazy situation for a young girl to miss out on her childhood. You know, she hasn't traveled. You know, she's stuck in one place. She's in a room getting high all day or prostituting or walking to be, who knows? She hasn't been on a flight out of the country. She hasn't went and shopped and bought herself something nice. She's like a rainbow shop girl. You know, let me get me some $5.99 shoes and I'm good type of girl. You know, so we as women have to set the standards for our children so they can grow up to have standards, to have something better, instead of laying down with a guy and saying, you know what, that's just my baby's father, you know, so to say, instead of saying, nope, that's my husband. So even for the older guys that are, you know, courting or dating a younger woman, you know, and this has been, I've seen Spartacus for the first time, and it's been a thing for the older men to marry the younger women because they're able to provide right now. You know, hey, guess what? The caller is on. Let's get him on. Hey, Pro Boxer, how are you?
Good, and you?
Fine, good. You sound kind of low.
Because I'm on the phone. I'm on the roll.
Okay.
But, you know,
okay.
My phone, I got you on the speaker.
Okay. I was talking about your situation a little bit to the people on the show today. And I wanted to jump in real quick about your boxing career. And, you know, you being a pro fighter, you know, I'm quite sure you hit pretty hard because you're a heavyweight fighter, right?
Of course.
So you were falsely accused of actually doing some things to a young lady that was your girlfriend, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And these things never happened, you're saying?
No, for sure not, never.
So what did she say that you did to her?
Oh, no, I was dating her when I was, I moved over here to Philadelphia doing my boxing career. And I moved to Philadelphia when I was dating her. And just because I don't want to be with her no more, she stuck my ex-wife and sent a picture of her in my house and stuff like that. So when I decided to let her go and take the form and broke the form because I bought the form for her and she was doing those things to me, so I broke the form. And by me breaking the phone, there was a media PA. And they called and they pulled a warrant for my arrest. They arrested me. They had 18 charges on me. So it was like kidnapping, robbery, and all kind of extra things. So they give me $375,000 bond. Just because I'm from another country.
Were you still married to your wife at this time?
Yeah, I'm married, but separated for the last 6 years.
So do you think when she called your wife was pretty angry, you know, about seeing those pictures?
Yeah, she was real angry. She was calling my phone and arguing with me. Like, you still married to me? Why you talking to the girl and things like that, and stressing me out because my wife was threatening to do things like leave my kid and, you know, and you do it to the state, do it to that one, so it was stressing me out. So, you know, that's where create a confrontation between me and the girl. But I start calling my wife, I start taking her picture of me and you, and like that, thing like that. So I grabbed the phone for her, broke the phone, and I got arrested in Media PA, which is over there, the real racism. If you're an immigrant or you're black, they treat you way different. If you was a Caucasian or anything, or so-called Italian, like they call themselves to be, they would take advantage of your own people when you were not from the area. And then
your girlfriend was Caucasian?
My girlfriend was Caucasian, so-called Italian Caucasian. Italian. They probably got it on Italian, but they're not Italian 100%.
And what's the nationality of your wife?
My wife also is Caucasian, but she is like a Cajun from Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you get arrested and they say, okay, you broke this phone that you actually paid for.
Of course. Yeah.
And you were still charged.
From there, they created 18 charges against me. They put one for my arrest. And they sent me up a $350,000 bond. And no one let me get out of jail. So they can find some kind of conviction against me by me being in jail for me to cop up and take the plea bargain. So, you know, I was trying to get my bond reduced. And then they reduced my bond. And every time I go to the courthouse, I see the racist against me. Like, I was spoke to the judge and explained to them my situation and things like that. And give me opportunity to bond out, give me affordable bond, so I'll be able to get out, be able to restore my power. Just because me being an immigrant, they don't want to let me out of here, and I want to lower my bond. And then I'll find a conviction against
me. And how did this affect your boxing career?
Oh, a lot. They do a lot because I got my license taken away. I got my, I went so many times in jail and probation where I can just leave from Philadelphia because they put me on probation. I mean, stay over here and me be able to find my dream in another state where I had all the connections, like California, Florida, Texas. And, you know, I was fortunate to be here in the state of Pennsylvania because the guy who brought me over here from Louisiana, from New Orleans, he's a Russian guy. He promised me $3,000 to $4,500 per year minimum. And we say he was lying to me too about that. And they had me living over here. We say he'd get benefits out of me by the federal government by file taxes in the end of the year. We say he was spending on me $600,000-$700,000 a year. And he was claiming that he spent $30,000 or $40,000 on me by the budget promotion, it's so called. Had, and he was doing like in human traffic, like you bring your other fighters in here, he got an empty house where he had the fighters all living there in the same house and living like the animal there.
And how many years have you been a pro fighter?
I've been a pro fighter since 1998. So you can count from there, from 1998 until my life was taken away by being in here in Pennsylvania. It was like, 5 years ago, my life was taken away.
Wow, and I can imagine.
He lied to the commissioner, and then by his doctor friend, he went getting some papers saying that I got a heart problem also. It was handed to the commissioner, where the commissioner took my life away, not allowing me to fight in the state of Pennsylvania. I think he was paying the commissioner for that too. He was paying. Because the commissioner, I went to see a real doctor and got through that I don't got no heart problem. He claimed that, the doctor giving him the paper because whatever it would be, go back and lose the license. How can you say that if you're not a doctor? If the doctor signed the paper saying that I don't got no problem with my heart, who is you to say the doctor who signed that go lose the license? I sure give him to lose his commissioner license by accepting what the other guy did to me.
So do you think that maybe somebody was in cahoots with this young lady to help, like, set you up with this fake heart problem?
I kind of thought so, you know, I did 5 years probation over here in the state of Pennsylvania. I was sentenced to 4 to 23 months. But I did 4 months, and then 23 months, I had to do that plus the 5 year probation. And there was like, everybody will help me back over here between them. Him. Like, there was, like, I think it was still get there together. And then, it's like I said, like, a media PA is a real racist around there. And people get arrested over there. And they take advantage of people over there. So they go for what they do here. And not putting on so many stories. They'll get arrested or accused by something. You're supposed to just go by there. You're not putting 18 charges because you get arrested or accused by one because me and my girlfriend had into an argument and I break the form that I paid for. They're claiming it and they're charging me with robbery. Robbery on something that I buy. But they tell me, no, it's her form because the service is her name. The service is her name. She can call the sponsor and company and interrupt the service. The phone has belonged to me. So I paid, I got sentenced to 23 months and ended up paying $500 for the phone because the court make me pay the money. I ended up doing 4 to 23 months and 5 year probation. Which affected my career a lot because if I'm done with this guy over here, who by line brought me over here to the state, the Pennsylvania. If I'm done with him, I could be able to pick up and go back to whatever Louisiana, California, or Texas where I got a little connection and it got my career back together.
So I can imagine that financially this has really hurt you.
Oh, extremely. Extremely hurt my pocket and my finances.
So how do your, because I understand you do have children with your wife. How has this affected your children's lives?
Oh, a lot because when they happy, my wife ended up and kind of let my children do whatever they want. My children started living with friends and stuff like that, being on the age, being 15, 16 years old. My oldest daughter is right now is making 20. Day after tomorrow, she making 19. She got pregnant 16 years old. It makes me a grandfather in the only age. And it's like, you know, so now my wife is, I don't know what she do. I guess she saw my property, the way she ordered my name and stolen. And so I called the police also in Louisiana and tried to file, you know, a choice against the help for forgery. Because if you marry, a property it belongs to me and you. Besides, it was on my name. Nobody allow you. I'm not dead. I'm not in prison for life. And nobody allow you to sign any paper to sell my property. So I called the police over there in Louisiana. They tell me, you and her marry. I said, yeah, we married. We're supposed to split or our belongings when we separate, we divorce. From to then, ain't nobody supposed to forgery my name and any kind of document. So they told me, go find you a lawyer. I said, it's a criminal matter. Forgery is a criminal matter. It's not a civil matter. So they know me. We are over there too. They come to races over there too. They know me over there also. The police, because I raced around there. Because I would maybe be a professional fighter. I was in the news. I was in the newspaper a lot. And they know who really I am. They told me, well, you know what, find you a lawyer. So they hang the phone on me, and then, like, you wouldn't worry about that.
So do you think your wife did this out of retaliation because she knew?
There was a point where my wife and this guy over here, Brahma over here, they had a couple of conversations on the phone where they were trying to set me up with them. And I realized because my kid was telling me what's going on. Like she was telling me all of them, where my kid was telling me she was talking to this guy on the phone. And I'm like, what are you, because she looked in the eye, like, what are you doing talking to this guy? This guy is my enemy. The guy brought me over here when he promised me income. He was bribing me to big fight by making money. And what did she do? She was paying her for doing things against me. That's what I'm thinking, you know what I mean? Because
right. They
were claiming that I was talking to Sienna, but at the end of the day, my kid was telling me when he was calling her over there.
Wow.
On the same day. But in life, you know what? Sometimes you got to move on and let it go. You know what I mean? I let it go for now. That don't mean that I finished. I let it go for now.
So
I
think
I have to worry about my life right now,
where
I'm going
still,
through, what I'm doing in the future.
So today you're still currently married legally?
Yeah, I'm legally married with my wife, living with another guy and wherever it is. She only, for my kid's concern, every time they call, they're living somewhere else, but she's collecting government benefit and stuff like that. And she provides with this guy where I find out that my wife, she provided for this guy a place to live with the income she can give for my children. And she, I know it's embarrassing even to say this, she even got it on the drugs. Because, I mean, no racism then, but most of the white people that I know, they are into the drug thing. They act like they're perfect, but they're not. They're into the drugs.
Wow.
So they want to come and judge us, immigrants, and the colored people, that we are the bad people.
So,
I'm an immigrant. I'm coming from Cuba. I was coming from Cuba, and I'm an immigrant, and, you know, as far as I know, I'm not raised in this country. Well, I raised also in this country, but, you know, I had a normal mentality by being a Cuban, and Cuba wouldn't see no racist thing like that. We just suffer about our government in Cuba, because it's communist or whatever it is, so we don't see no racist thing over there in Cuba. We all love each other. No matter what color you are, no matter who you are, we love each other about who you are.
Right, because you got a chance to actually, not physically, but via FaceTime, meet my Dominican family. You do remember that. And they actually treated you like you were family.
Yeah, we raised different in the Caribbean.
So, you know, I'm sorry that you had to go through that in your life and losing so much. But I can tell you this, I would like to have you come back on the show because there's so many questions coming in that people want to know from you. And is it okay if we invite you back on the show?
Oh, yeah, you can.
Okay, great. So thank you for calling in and I'll reach back out to you to get you back on.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Guys, I tell you, wow. Listen, mind-blowing. He lost his career. His wife has moved on with another man. He's a grandfather at an early age. This guy has been through the ringer. He was falsely accused of kidnapping and robbery, and he broke a phone that he actually paid for. But I get it, because technically the law says if it's in the person's name, the service, guess what? It belongs to the person. So unfortunately, you know, going back to, I'm married, I got a girlfriend, another guy, you know, listen, he has children. It's kind of crazy because when you start playing those games and the girlfriend, listen, the girlfriend says, I'm calling your wife. And this is what happened. This guy lost his career over a girlfriend. His whole boxing career is over. We're talking about a multi-million dollar pro fighter who lost it all for the sake of a girlfriend, when he could have worked things out with his wife at home. I mean, you're already there. You might as well stay there. And if you can't work through your differences, then you legally get a divorce. It's just real shady business. And I get what he's saying about media PA. I've never been there, guys, so I don't know, as far as racism goes. It depends on where you are, where racism would play a role in some factors. Like I can tell you where I live, my husband and I, we're the two darkest things where I live. And I'm not trying to be like anybody else, like they say the Joneses, I followed, more of what they were saying about how you want to be like the Joneses. No, I moved in an area where I knew that the graduation rate would be 100% that your child would be going to college after they graduated high school. That's what I was looking forward to by moving into my neighborhood. I wasn't looking for the 50% ratio, 75%. I wanted 100 because I know what I want for my children. So that's why I live in a neighborhood where my husband and I are the two darkest things here. And I'm Latino and he's African American. And, racism does exist because I remember first moving into the neighborhood and my tags getting ran all the time. Of course, my tags don't have my name attached to them, due to my job. But that kind of red flagged them to really see who was behind that tinted window. Like, who are you in this neighborhood with tags that's registered to a different, city in New Jersey? Who are you really, miss? Or sir, because they couldn't see in. And when I got pulled over, the first question they asked me was, is there any particular reason that you're in this neighborhood? And I had to say, I live here. And when he looked at my license, he's like, well, your license doesn't have this address, and nor does your vehicle's not even registered in your name. It's like it comes up as a dummy tag, and that's due to my job. So that I had nothing to do with. But, it does play a major part in some areas, depending on where you are and who you're with. But he's dating an Italian. This is her neighborhood. He's a darker skinned Cuban guy, big, 6'5", 295 pounds. So they're looking like, dude, you don't even belong here. So sometimes it could be that, because I'm not going to say racism does not exist, because it does exist. It's very well popular today. Actually, I had someone ask me about Black Lives Matter that was black, and I had to basically tell him how naive I am to the Black Lives Matter, because I never grew up in a household knowing anything about Black Lives Mattered or nothing. We didn't grow up learning about Black history. Whatever we learned was from the schools. I grew up in a Dominican household where we learned the Dominican tradition of history of the Dominican Republic. My mom never felt privy to share those things with her children because she didn't grow up in an African American household. So she had no need to teach her kids anything about African American households. And now, as I've gotten older, and my two children are by American men, and I feel guilty because I've always depended on them to teach my kids about African American history because I knew nothing about it. I'm just watching, since I've been married to my new husband, which is officially a year, Django, you know, I'm seeing that for the first time in my life. I'm looking at Oz for the first time in my life. And he's like, where were you when these movies came out? You know, and I'm like, I was around, but we weren't allowed to watch stuff like that. You know, we came from a household where my mom had every Bible, every religion that was out there, you name it. My mom had a Bible for everyone, and she made us read those Bibles through each chapter, even the Quran. And I also go to the masjid, by the way. I go to all churches, all masjids. I'm a gal Friday. I go to wherever there's a religious service, count me in, and I'm there. I love listening and learning about different things back in those Hebrew days, or, you know, the good old days, as they call them. But I'm learning a lot of things now that I feel guilty. My children don't know anything about. Like my daughter said to me the other day, my 17-year-old, you know, mom, chill out. And I'm like, I don't understand that language. Like, where do you get this language from? And she says to me, and my husband's in the car with us, and she says, let me translate it in Spanish for you. And she translates it in Spanish so I can understand what she's saying, because she's like, my mom doesn't understand his language. Let me help her out. You know, and I'm like, this is what I taught you Spanish for, to tell me like slang, you know, like I'm learning the American slang in Spanish. You know, it was just so hilarious, because kids today are just, they're just a new generation. But, you know, you live and you learn every day. And I'm sorry that this pro fighter had to go through all of that. And guess what, guys? I asked the magic question. Are you still legally married? Guess what? He's still legally married. His wife redeeded the house, sold it to someone else, wiped him off of it, talked to the commissioner, got him out of boxing. He lost his career over the girlfriend. Guys, when will you learn to stop playing the game? Because this game is not cut for everybody. Cut your ties, move forward. Don't hang on, because people like to hang on, you know, to the musical strings and say, let me see what's going to work here. And this is what they do. But, you know, there was a lot of people that had questions coming in. They're rolling in, and I will definitely get him back on, because they're pertinent questions that people want to know. They want to know answers. They want to hear it from him. I got great things coming up for you guys. Don't forget about the $20,000 ring. We will be videoing that giveaway, so you guys can hear who got that $20,000 ring. I'd like to thank you all for joining me, all my listeners. I love it. I love you guys. Have a very happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy. Eat a lot of pie for me. And I guess I'll see you next week. Same bad time, same bad place. Tommy Torres signing off. Have a good night. Bye now.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.